Well, Ben Fisher, how are things in Silver City?
Never dull moment.
Never a dull moment, especially during election season. It was election day on Tuesday. Let's go through some of the races that you followed very closely, and I would imagine turnout was key in this election. So let's start out with town council in Silver City.
Absolutely. So we had some interesting races there. There were two open seats in District 2 and District 4. Both incumbents came away with the win there, but it wasn't a shutout by any means.
So incumbents prevailed?
Yes, the incumbent in District 2 is Linda Amon Smith. She's the current councillor, and she beat out challenger Patricia Eileen Kingsley. For that race, and in District 4, incumbent Guadalupe Cano beat out Nicholas Prince. But the vote there was, closer than some people expected going into it. It was 85 to Prince's 53.
What is the message going forward? Is it going to be business as usual, or were there any new changes to any new promises from the councilors that prevailed?
There has been Silver City's still in the middle of a lot of challenges, mostly in its dealings with the state government, especially with hold harmless payments to the town, things like that. And this council, in its current form, had built up a good deal of speed. But specifically, and particularly, Councilor Guadalupe Cano did come away in her candidate forum with a message of a little more unity between the, multi-generational local residents of Silver City and those who've joined the community more recently.
What about the municipality of Bayard? There was a municipal judge up for election.
Yes, that was an interesting race, especially since the incumbent, Judge Jose Sandoval, faced off against the outgoing mayor of Bayard, Charles Kelly, who had been a mayor for 15 years. He had been a councilor for more than 10 years before that. He's a longtime civil servant and a big name in Bayard. But the incumbent squeezed through there after early voting numbers were counted with 124 votes to Kelly's 114.
What about the mayor of Hurley? How was that election? What was the turnout there?
Hurley saw the county's biggest turnout, 30% voter turnout.
30% voter turnout. That's amazing.
Especially for Hurley and especially this year. But Hurley did have the one contested mayoral race. And the spread on the votes there for the three candidates was impressive. Joseph Ed Stevens, who currently serves on the Village Board of Trustees, came in with 163 votes. Jaime Serrano had 72, and Doug Miranda had 37.
And there were council seats up for election in Santa Clara.
That is correct. There were two seats on the Village Board of Trustees, and those came away with incumbent Olga Amador with a total vote of 106 and Harry Hildebrand with 76. Those two had a pretty cohesive vision during our candidate forums of progressing some of the projects Santa Clara is working on right now, especially the procurement of the historic Port Bayard site, things like that. And that vision beat out challenger Thomas Caddo, who was a dissenting voice on several of those projects.
So it looks like incumbents came throughout Grant
Yeah,
County.
across the county.
So incumbents came through. So what is the other takeaways you take? You had a good turnout in Hurley with 30%. What other takeaways do you have, Ben?
Well, I think that, for the first time in the last few years, some of these councils have become pretty proactive and pretty progressive in expanding services, trying to develop their local economies a little bit more. Pretty ambitious project, like the Hurley Regional Water Project and the Santa Clara's pursuit of Fort Baird. And I think that those communities are pretty galvanized. They're pretty energized. And I think that we saw that with the incumbents taking a lot of these seats again.
Okay, Ben, we'll talk to you next week, sir.
Thank you.